And welcome to this special edition of Mercenary Musings Radio, an exclusive audio service presenting the views and insight from the mercenary geologist himself, Mickey Fulp. We're in downtown Toronto, Canada, where the grand poobah of mining shows has just wrapped up, and that is the annual Prospectors and Developers Association of Canada convention. More than 20,000 people at this big event. Mickey, this place has been hopping over the past few days, hasn't it?
It very much has, Rob, and it's a pleasure to be here. And more than anything, Rob, it's a pleasure to look at your smiling face across the table, because we usually do this remotely, and it's been a lot of fun in Toronto this week.
Okay, and in fact, while you were here, you popped by Business News Network. I encourage people to go to the BNN website, bnn.ca, check out the interview with Mickey Fulp. You did that a few days ago, very insightful interview indeed. What stood out for you at this convention? Certainly the mood this year compared to 12 months ago, got to be greatly improved.
The mood is boisterous, I would say, and once again, I've alluded to the fact before that as goes the gold market, so goes the venture exchange stock market. So with a robust gold price, which we have had for the past year, the market is robust too.
A lot of people at this show, newsletter writers, mining companies, we have mining ministry officials from all over the world, and there's a sense, I think, that better times have returned to this industry, but there's still a lot of concern out there as to what the next 12 months, 24 months will bring.
Well, we still have concern with the macroeconomic climate of the entire world. There's no doubt we're driven by the junior resource sector, and the commodities end of it are driven by demand from China and India. That has been very good. Those economies have recovered. But Western economies are still on the cusp, and we have serious financial difficulties. We have lots of fiat currency being printed. So there is a bit of trepidation, I think, in the market, the overall markets, and maybe the major markets. And, of course, that has a trickle-down effect to our little micro-cap junior market.
Let's get to one of the highlights of the PDAC. It has to be your address to an audience over the weekend. What did you tell them?
I talked about the trouble with geologists, and it is a chapter in the upcoming book. Okay. And as you know, I always emphasize the fact that I am an economic geologist, and I was basically bemoaning the fact of the number of junior resource companies that are run by geologists, most of them are, and the dearth of economic geologists within that segment that are really understanding the business cycle, understanding the supply and demand fundamentals of the commodity markets. And because of that, you have to be very careful in investing in a junior resource stock and make sure the management understands the business of exploration and mining.
Are you saying a geologist should not be in charge of a mining company? Should not be the top dog?
Many geologists that aren't top dogs have reached their Peter principle, to use a 1980s business concept. Now, that said, there are many good companies out there run by geologists, and personally, being a geologist, I look for companies run by geologists. You just have to be careful and pick the right geologist.
Well, how can a geologist mess up where perhaps an economics geologist does not, such as you?
Many geologists become enamored with their projects. Not only do they have financial skin in the game, they have intellectual skin in the game, and they don't realize that whatever they're looking for has, if you pardon the expression, a snowball's chance in hell of ever making a mine. So you, as a lay investor, you want to make sure that the people involved have previous exploration and business experience in the junior resource sector, and that has been a positive experience for their shareholders.
Concerning the junior resource sector, company leadership aside, Mickey, what is the general feeling right now in terms of financing for these companies? Is that an area that's still a bit troubling?
In the equity financing, I think there's plenty of money out there. There was a lot of itchy money on the table for the last year and a half, 2 years, as the financial crisis began just about 2 years ago and continued into the very dark days of the fall of 2008. There was not a lot of capital available for equity. I think debt financing is still of a concern, especially for major projects, but good projects with good juniors, there is absolutely no problem with attracting financial capital at this point.
A tip from you to the retail investor listening: when a company is out looking for money to do drilling, maybe to buy up some additional property, what don't you want to see in that financing?
Number one, what I don't want to see, I don't want to see it financed at the top of the market. And I just had this conversation earlier today with a couple of my Aussie mates who run a very good, well-run company. And just as it is impractical to be able to buy at the low in the market and sell it at the high in the market, a company going with a financing wants to make sure that they reward their new shareholders. So they need to come into a financing at a price that has upside to it. And sometimes you find the institutions and the brokers are trying to knock the stock price down, and the company's trying to jack the stock price up, and they're playing this devil's advocate game, and they don't get on the same page, and the financing doesn't get done at a proper price where the new shareholders can be rewarded. So too high is no good, too low is no good. So it's the spirit of compromise. Every good business deal should be done where both parties walk away in a win-win situation. And I think as a new lesson I have learned perhaps over the last year or two, that in the financing game, it should be a win-win proposition too.
One area of the junior mining, or the mining business in its entirety, where there is a bit of a divisive opinion as to whether or not this is a good time or there's trouble ahead, concerns base metals, and more specifically copper. We have the stockpiling of the metal. You and I touched on this before, the stockpiling of the metal in China. We've got London Metals Exchange inventories surging higher, multi-year highs for the LME. And at the same time, you look at that copper price and it's been going up. How can you have everything moving up in the same direction if it just sounds a little suspect, doesn't it?
And frankly, you're right. It's a suspect situation. It's a conundrum to me. I predicted the correction in mid-January. That correction came. It was 20% correction. We thought it could be upward of a 30%, but a very healthy 20% correction. But it didn't last very long. Now copper is back up to where it was, or a little higher than it was in mid-January. It makes no sense at all to, in terms of supply and demand fundamentals, for inventories to be up, prices to be up at the same time. I think it can only be attributed to perception of demand, rightly or wrongly, increased demand from China and India.
What about the topic of speculation? I mean, there's always speculation at play in the market. I guess it depends on how you want to define it as it relates to the market. But from what you can gather, is there an unhealthy level of speculation or speculative forces at play?
You're talking the stock market and not commodities. I would say I think there is a relatively unhealthy speculation in the commodities markets right now. I still look at supply and demand fundamentals, which I am a fundamental guy. I'm not a technical analyst. I'm not a chartist. And the supply demand fundamentals, especially in the copper situation, and of course copper being the most sensitive industrial metal, I think it is still driven by a bit of overbought speculation by the hedge funds, by Chinese pig farmers.
Let's wrap it up on that note. Mickey, what do you want to talk about next time up?
Well, next time out, we're going to talk about uranium and the unconventionality of the uranium market in terms of supply-demand fundamentals.
Okay, great stuff. And by the way, it's good to be sitting across the table looking at your smiling face as well, sir.
Thank you very much, Rob. Look forward to talking to you in a couple of weeks.
Okay, travel safe, and we'll chat in a couple of weeks. That's Mickey Fulp, the Mercenary Geologist. You can find him on the web at mercenarygeologist.com. From the 2010 Prospectors and Developers Association of Canada Conference in Toronto, I'm Robert Graham at Mercenary Musings Radio. Thanks for listening.